At Graham Budd Auctions, they'd been gearing up for this day for months, a World Cup special sale with a trove of objects stretching back through the history of the competition.
And Maradona quite famously said, oh, I like that blue, I think we could beat England in that blue.
Wouldn't happen, not at all.
But the main event was always going to be about this, Diego Maradona's famous, infamous, Hand of God goal against England in the 1986 quarter-final in Mexico. The match referee picked up the ball at the end of the game and kept it for 36 years. A bit deflated and bedraggled, but no less valuable.
You're tempted to say, look for Maradona's fingerprints, but how do you actually establish it's the right ball?
Well, that was a joke, was can we find a handprint on the ball? But reality is the ball's picked up a lot of scuffs from being kicked around, scratches, various marks on the ball, which actually made it quite easy to identify.
And so to the big moment, streamed live for bids from around the world.
It's the Hand of God football from the Argentina versus England quarter-final at 1,500,000.
After Maradona's shirt went for nearly $9 million this year, the estimate on the ball was up to $3.5 million, or £3 million.
That's at $2 million. Thank you very much.
In the end, $2 million it was. Plenty criticised referee Ali bin Nasser at the time for allowing the goal. Some now question whether he should profit. But speaking from his home in Tunisia, bin Nasser himself says something else is at work. To coin a phrase, the hand of God.
God witnessed how I carried out my career, how I refereed. So God wanted to recompense me for my sincere and just efforts. And as one says, I furnished all the efforts necessary to succeed in my career. And thank God I succeeded.
This game was always one of the most memorable, most controversial in the history of the World Cup. Now someone owns a piece of that history for a price. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera.